This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Our studies today are going to take us to Mark chapter 11. Before we get started in that, I want to invite you out to Island Community Church tonight at 6 o'clock. Here it is, Wednesday now. Our midweek Bible study, we are in the book of 1 Peter. We're in chapter 2, and I invite you to come out tonight. If you're not involved with a church or if your church isn't doing anything tonight, I invite you, bring your wide margin Bible and your pen and your eraser or your tablet and stop on by. I've got my blackboard out, actually dry erase board, and I'm writing notes, and it's a great time. And Wednesday night studies really go wonderful, and I invite you to come out on Wednesday night. And I also invite you to come this Sunday. Now, this Sunday, we are looking at the question, what will be the sign of your coming, the end of the age? Because we're in Mark chapter 13. Last week, we looked at the days of Noah. We added that to this. This week, we're adding Luke. I think it's chapter 21, where the Lord says, as it was in the days of Lot, so it will be when he returns. How do you know? What will things look like on the world prior to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? He says, when it looks like it did in the days of Lot on the earth, that's how you'll know my return is near. Speaks for itself, doesn't it? That's this Wednesday. Now, if you're involved in another church, look for the podcast here coming up on my website, WGODradio.com, or on the Facebook page. You don't have to come to my church. This will be up here on the radio here soon. Now, here today, we're looking in part 3 of this message here in Mark chapter 11. Let's get to that now.
Do you want to live this kind of life? Then allow the Son of God to live His life in you. What does a life like that look like? It is evidenced by a life lived in the fruits of the Spirit. These 9 things. Do you possess these? Love. Joy. How are you doing with these things? Let's take a checkup from the neck up. Love. Do these things describe you? If you're like an orange tree, if you're like a spirit tree in your backyard, can someone come up to you and pull off these kind of fruits on you? Love. Joy. Peace. Long-suffering. Kindness. Goodness. Faith. Gentleness, self-control. Now, all that was on Thursday when I was working on this sermon. This from last night. Lord's given me the answer, I believe, to this. That is, praying for these things and why we don't see them fulfilled. This is what the Lord showed me. Psalm 25, verse 14 says this. It says, the secret of the Lord is with those that fear Him, and He will show them His covenant. The Lord showed me to arrive at this place, starts here. The secret of the Lord is with those that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. He will show you his covenant. The answer is, church, we need to change what we seek after. We need to stop seeking after our things and start seeking after his things. When you have the proper relationship with God, he lets you into the secret place. And what does he reveal to you? Not what you're doing. He reveals to you what he's doing. His covenant. You got to stop chasing your own things and start following after him. You know, I've seen this verse on 100 plaques in my life. Stores I go to, in people's homes. This is what it says. It's Matthew 6:33. It says this. The answer to your prayers, what's the answer to this? How do I do this? Here it is. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Let's cut to the chase. That's the answer to this. Seek ye first the kingdom. Put God's first stuff first. Make his stuff only what you chase after, who you follow. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Okay, one more thing the Lord showed me yesterday morning. On this verse 23. Verse 23, do you see it? Verily I say to you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, okay? The first part of this verse is a hyperbole. Immediately then, you can't take this verse literal. Again, look at what he says. Whosoever shall say to this mountain. That's a hyperbole. Immediately that changes how you got to understand and interpret this. That is just like saying this. Whoever does not hate their mother has no part in me. And you're not welcome in the kingdom. You got no part of the kingdom of God if you don't hate your mother. That's not what he means. Neither does he expect you to go on an airplane, fly to Nepal, and stand outside Mount Everest and get out your Bible and command it to be 10 feet tall. You can't do that. A, B, you're not God. C, that's not what he meant. He must have meant something else by that. He doesn't expect you to walk up to a mountain. But as a spiritual example here, Christ in you will move you to pray for things and ask for things. And it's up to you to believe. Right? Without faith is impossible. You must believe God. You must believe, and you must believe that you will receive them as well. Okay. Let me move on. That being a hyperbole changes everything for me. I can't take that literal when he says that. Verse 15, Jesus cleanses the temple. Now they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And he would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. How many vessels we got in this temple today? One, two, half a dozen vessels, maybe three or four. He would not suffer any man carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, is it not written, my house will be called of all nations the house of prayer? But ye have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him. That's what you do when you fear someone, right? Whether it's a gorilla or the Son of God. You kill them. The scribes and chief priests heard it and they sought how they might destroy him because they feared him. Not let's check and see what he said, see if he's right. Let's just kill him. That'll make it easier. Because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. Let me say this. There's more to the church than you might think. This place is holy. This room here in Island Community Church is known as the what? Sanctuary. And the Lord doesn't want people carrying vessels through here either. Now, I'm not saying God doesn't want you drinking coffee in your seat. What I'm saying is God doesn't want you playing bingo in here on Wednesday night. That's what he means, if I could speak for him. Or he doesn't want you getting bread in here that someone else gave you for free and you're outside selling it. And in here marking it, putting price tags on it. Because that would make this then a den of thieves as well. When you start doing things like that in the sanctuary, then the Spirit of the Lord departs. And then they can write Ichabod on the outside of your church. And then the glory leaves the building. And then you're left with a dead church, no presence of God, no Holy Spirit. And I start phoning this stuff in. So let us please God with all that we do. And let us remember, this is God's house. Let's treat it so, with reverence. Amen to that? Verse 25. Now when ye stand praying, forgive. And if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Let me read this once more. Let me read it out of the Gospel of Matthew 6:14. If you forgive men their trespasses, then your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Many of you have heard my sermon called If and Then. That is a sermon based on God's conditional promises. Here you got a classic. If you forgive. If you forgive men their trespasses, then your heavenly Father will forgive you. Did you know that forgiveness of sin is conditional? So apparently, 1 John 1:9 is still into effect. That we're in a continual state of we need to seek God for forgiveness. When you're saved, you're cleansed of all the sins you've committed up until this day. But tomorrow and the next day, it says, if we confess our sins, then he's faithful and just. He wrote that 70 years after the cross. We need to continually seek forgiveness of God for the sins we've committed. Don't believe that muck. You're forgiven once and it doesn't matter how you live. You can do what you want. He's already died for your sins. Don't trample the blood of the Son of God underfoot. Why would you do that? If you forgive men your trespasses.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth. All the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
To the courts of the King, I've been ushered in to your presence.